I'm very excited. I'm probably just as excited coaching as I got an opportunity to go out and play this game. And, you know, it's fun, exciting game. It keeps me part of what I guess I missed as a player. As a coach, you get the same type of feeling of it. The best part about this, of coaching and this opportunity, is I don't have to go out there and, you know, do all the training for it. I just get to tell them what to do and try to correct them on it, and they get to go out and play it.
Hank Fraley, thanks to Menards, an 11-year center in the National Football League. The current center for the Minnesota Vikings is John Sullivan. He's been here since 2008, replaced Matt Burke in 2009. The team had that nice run to the NFC title game. What's it like working with Sully?
Oh, it's been great. You know, he's a student of the game. He's smart. He's just not an offensive lineman that's just worried about the X and O's on the blocking scheme. He sees the whole picture, which even makes it better as a center, because you are the quarterback of the line, and he can see the whole picture, and which that's what you want your centers to be able to do, when you rely on them to make all the calls and even help out the quarterbacks at time if they ask, because that's what we do. We get paid to block up front and protect him, and to understand what blitz is coming from what perspective on the safeties, rotations, and corners, and what to expect, and alert everybody. He's probably one of the best in the game, you know, at doing it, and I get to see it firsthand.
Preseason edition of Vikings game plan: Raiders at home, Arizona at home. Third preseason game is at Kansas City. Then we close it out against Nashville. Then we play the St. Louis Rams September 7th on the road to start the regular season. Let's fly through some players. From what you know through training camp right now, what's your quick twitch thought on Matt Khalil?
He's got some great feet, very good athlete. You can see why he's thought of as one of the best tackles in the league. He has it. He's young. He's hungry for it to be one of the best, and he works hard. That's what I like about Matt and being able to work with him.
Phil Loadhole, right tackle.
Massive. Massive guy. I mean, I played this game, but being around guys like that, the only guy I could think of is maybe like Trey Thomas that I played with.
John Runyon was big, too.
John was big.
Yep.
These guys are big. I mean, you look up to those guys, they're huge.
Brandon Fusco, Division II Slippery Rock. You probably have a high level of appreciation for him. Converted center, now he's the right guard.
I do. I mean, it's always good to see these young, talented kids come out of smaller schools, you know, and he works hard at it, and he's an aggressive player. He does well at right guard, and he's only getting better, and I get to see it firsthand here, and he's only becoming a better guard, and he's coming in on his own.
What does David Yankee have to do to maybe emerge as a starter one day?
You know what? He's got the tools. It's just developing those tools and putting it together every play. You know, it's you can't be good on one play and then the next play be bad, or your footwork's good on one play but your hand placement's not there. But he's got the tools, and we saw it on film, breaking him down, and he's got what it takes. He had a good career at Stanford, and he's going to have a good career in the NFL.